Hi all, and welcome to the first edition of the All Things Football podcast, Extra Time. A chance for us, as ever, to round up what is happening across the leagues during the week. So there's been heavy recommendations from our listeners to bring a midweek episode in, so here we are. It all started on Monday night as another derby took place in London with Arsenal and Crystal Palace facing off, with both coming away with points to all draw. Last night, we saw a full round of EFL League One and two fixtures take place, with the EFL Championship spread across last night and tonight. FA Cup fourth round qualifying replays took place, booking their place in first round proper, and we will see what has happened as the Champions League returned as well. So, Daniel, how are we on this Wednesday evening?
Not too bad, pal. Yeah, not too bad. Nice to see these recommendations coming in for a midweek one. And it kind of makes sense. There's a lot to cover on a weekend. So, nice and easy, really, to do this. And then it's just focused then, isn't it, on the Sunday episode, just for the weekend action, which is always good. So, yeah, that, I think you covered it pretty well then. It's kind of easy just to get rid of the Premier League right now. So, Arsenal 2, Crystal Palace 2. Was the score from Monday night.
It was a good battle from Crystal Palace, and then Arsenal nicked the draw, didn't they, last minute?
I think, honestly, yeah. I think everyone was pretty much expecting Crystal Palace to walk away with the 3 points. But again, that spirited Arsenal that we've seen in recent weeks came through, and they got that point. And yeah, in terms of the table, they're not too far from each other. Leaves Arsenal in 12th and Crystal Palace in 14th. But another Premier League matter, it's the story probably that everyone knew it was coming. It was just a case of when it was coming.
It's the non-secret in football, really. Steve Bruce, he's gone. Mutual agreement, but basically he's been sacked on paper.
That's a mutual agreement. Newcastle United now looking for a new manager, which it's not surprising. I think it was good that they allowed him to do the 1,000th game.
Yeah, for Newcastle. You could tell he was ready to go.
I think he was. Press conference and his final statement was quite a touching one, really. And yeah. I kind of feel for the guy, really. And I think he was right in what he said. It was a job that no one really wanted him to have. Mm-hmm. And the things that he's obviously been called, it's never nice. And no. I hope it isn't his last, because he has spoken about being his last game, last job, really.
That was one of the quotes. He's talked about potential retirement now, hasn't he, from management?
Yeah, and I hope not. You don't get to 1,000 games very often as a manager, and I think he has had a career where it has gone well for him, especially his time at Birmingham City and Hull City. I think he overachieved when he was at, was it Palace, when he was down there?
He was there early in his career, wasn't he? Yeah. I think Hull, he did very well there, to be honest. Yeah.
And Birmingham, I think.
He got into the Premier League, didn't he?
That's it. So, but yeah, in terms of the Premier League, we just thought we'd wrap that up quite nice and quickly. But in regards to what happened in the week, when we come back, it's the EFL Championship.
So, Dan, EFL Championship. So, we had last night and tonight as well. How are we looking?
It's probably easier just to run through the results, and then we'll just pick out the highlights from those games. So, I'll let you. Do you want to go with Tuesday night's fixtures results? Go through them, and I'll go through tonight's if it makes it easier.
Yeah, let me just get them. There we are. So, EFL Championship from last night, Tuesday. So, we had Bristol City versus Nottingham Forest. That was Bristol City 1, Nottingham Forest 2, followed by Derby County 2, Luton Town 2, QPR 1, Blackburn 0, Sheffield United 1, Millwall 2, and Stoke 0, Bournemouth 1. That was Tuesday night's fixtures in the EFL Championship.
Lovely stuff. And then we've had the fixtures tonight. So we had Fulham 2, Cardiff City 0, Huddersfield 0, Birmingham City 0, Hull City 1, Peterborough United 2, Middlesbrough 2, Barnsley 0. We have Preston North End 2, Coventry City 1, Swansea City 2, West Bromwich Albion 1, and a real cracker, Reading 2, Blackpool 3. So those are the results over the last two nights. I think the first place to start is the team that are at the top of that table, which is Bournemouth. They just keep those results coming, don't they?
Just keep getting them. That's, what's that, 13 unbeaten now?
A game that I really enjoyed. Yeah, I really enjoyed that game last night between Stoke and Bournemouth. And Bournemouth just doing what they what any title contender should be doing and grinding out a result, and they continue to do it. I've looked at their fixtures and I can't really see where their first loss of the season will come. But yeah, again, reiteration, Scott Parker doing an absolutely phenomenal job
We
with
talked about
Bournemouth.
this, didn't we, in the last episode? He's done a cracking job, and they seem to be able to grind out results when needed. That's what makes champions in this league, definitely.
And that's why, yeah, I think we're both in the agreement that Bournemouth will, in my eyes, walk away with this league this season. I just can't see a result where they're going to lose. And hopefully it will come. And obviously you can't go all season without a loss, but especially in the Championship. And if they were managed to do something like that, it would be phenomenal. So yeah, kudos to Bournemouth on that one. Steve Cooper.
What a job he's done at
what
Forest.
What a turnaround. Yeah, what a turnaround for Nottingham Forest. That's four wins now on the bounce for them. Six unbeaten in the league since he's arrived. They are definitely, definitely pushing now, aren't they? They're really not title contenders, but they're really looking that they're going to be pushing themselves towards that playoff.
You could see the celebrations on the touchline when they won last night as well at Bristol.
Absolutely. And you can see the whole spirit and the atmosphere now in the dressing room. Exactly that. Yeah. And I think the guys on the TV last night were echoing that to the guys and saying that Steve Cooper has brought a bit of belief back into this side. Because on paper, they've got a team that should be challenging for the top six spots. And it just didn't materialise under Chris Hughton.
No,
unfortunately
not. It just didn't work out for Hughton, did it really?
But for me, Steve Cooper's just showing what a fantastic manager he actually is. With the teams that he does inherit, because he does inherit teams. He hasn't made any changes for Nottingham Forest until January. And
nope, it'll be interesting to see what he can do in January. But six unbeaten, what a start!
Six unbeaten, four wins on the bounce. Great start there for them. And we said this on Sunday, and
yeah, we go from a high to a low.
I'm highly anticipating some form of social media activity from Cardiff City. But so far, he's still in the job. And another loss for Cardiff City. How many is that now on the bounce?
That's seven defeats in a row. It's relegation form and then some.
I honestly thought Sunday would have been the time he went, especially losing a South Wales derby against your local, against your rivals.
Getting completely and utterly outplayed and by your local rivals as well.
Yeah, and just sitting out Monday and then sitting out Tuesday and nothing still happened. And then all of a sudden, yeah, there he is at Craven Cottage about to take his team against Fulham. And another loss, seven losses on the
spin.
Seven
in a row. And then you look at the table, obviously they're not in the bottom three still, I don't think. 21st, just outside now.
They're just outside, yeah, they're just outside. And it's remarkable that they are just outside, really. But yeah, nothing from Cardiff City. I'm not even going to ask you, Cardiff City fans, because I expect at some point tonight or first thing in the morning that Mick McCarthy will be relieved of his duties. And there are a couple of names that have been spouted. A lot of Cardiff City fans want to see Craig Bellamy in the job.
Okay. I mean, he's done some coaching work and reserve team manager work. Was it? Where has he been?
He was in Liverpool.
He was doing things.
He's a Cardiff boy. I'm pretty sure he was a coach at Cardiff as well. So, yes. And he's a Cardiff boy. So without a doubt, he's going to be up there. I think it's more for a spirited approach for them. So we'll see how he gets on. It's funny enough, his recent job was with Anderlecht as an under-21 coach.
Yes,
and he's still there. Yeah. Apparently, he's still there. I don't know whether he would be interested in stepping foot in there. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes for Cardiff City. Mm-hmm. But yeah, seven losses on the bounce. It's not good at all. And finally, the talking conversation for me, really, in the Championship is around Derby County. Mm-hmm. They've made it four games unbeaten. Spirited. Can they survive? Mm-hmm. Can they survive? It's really weird looking at that table. Obviously,
they're making a good go of it. I'll give them that. Fair
they are indeed. This is what they are now. They're 4 points, on 4 points now. Cardiff, obviously, in 21st. So they're a fair points away from getting out of that relegation zone. But in my eyes, there's no reason why Derby County couldn't survive.
Not at all. You look at the table. I mean, Barnsley can't buy a win at the moment. They're looking like strugglers as well. Derby are only 4 points behind Barnsley. If you get, step by step, 4 points behind Barnsley, five behind Hull. I mean, there is a bit of a gap between them and Cardiff, but they're not buying a win either. So if they can continue the positivity, picking up draws, picking up the odd win where they can, Who knows?
They've got a massive test. They've got a massive test on Saturday, Derby. They head off to Coventry on Saturday. Who's Barnsley? I'm just looking around the teams now around that bottom area. Barnsley play on Sunday. They've got Sheffield United. Not a trick. That's going to be a tricky fixture. Cardiff. Cardiff got Middlesbrough in the early kickoff.
Yeah,
and
that'll be
then
interesting. Middlesbrough won at the weekend, didn't they, as well?
They did, yeah. And then Hull travelled to Luton. So there's some really tasty fixtures for those teams that are rotting at the bottom of the table. Mm. And talking of the table, let's run through that now for the EFL Championship after the Tuesday and Wednesday night fixtures. So AFC Bournemouth and Fulham, they occupy the top two. West Bromwich Albion, Coventry City, QPR and Huddersfield Town occupy the playoffs. Then we've got Stoke, Reading, Luton Town, Middlesbrough, Millwall and Blackpool, who occupy the top half of the table.
So, in the bottom half of the table, we have in 13th Blackburn Rovers, followed by Nottingham Forest, who are in 14th now, Swansea City, Bristol City, Sheffield United, Preston North End, Birmingham City, Peterborough United and Cardiff City. In the bottom three in the relegation places, we've got Hull City, Barnsley and Derby County.
Lovely stuff. When we come back, it's EFL League One.
So then, League One. How was that last night? Any standout games at all?
There was a fair few, yeah. So in terms of the results, I'll go through some results, and then if you pick it up, you pick it up. Absolutely. After, if you want, pal. All the games were played last night in the EFL League One. We had Cambridge United 1, Sheffield Wednesday 1, Charlton Athletic 2, Accrington Stanley 3, Cheltenham Town 3, Morecambe 1, Crewe Alexandra 0, Sunderland 4, Fleetwood Town 0, Burton Albion 1, and then Gillingham 1, Doncaster Rovers 0.
So we'll start, I think, Plymouth. Unbeaten run is continuing. They're looking very good, and it's nice to see. Nice to see them doing so well.
It is indeed, yeah. And looking at the rest of the fixtures for Tuesday night, we have Plymouth, obviously, that you just mentioned there. Plymouth Argyle 3, Bolton Wanderers 0, mm-hmm. Lincoln City 0, AFC Wimbledon 1, Oxford United 2, Shrewsbury Town 0, Portsmouth 0, Ipswich Town 4, Rotherham 0, Wickham Wanderers 0, and then finally Wigan Athletic 1, Milton Keynes Dons 2. But you're right, AD, Plymouth Argyle, they are absolutely romping at the minute, aren't they? They continue their unbeaten run mm-hmm. in the league. It's fair play to them.
It's got to be their best start to a season in some time, I would say. Definitely League One.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. I'm really embracing how this has turned around for them, because if you look, you look at how we were saying at the start of the season, we were kind of looking at the teams like AFC Wimbledon and Morecambe and those teams that were doing really well at the start. Obviously, they've started to falter off towards the end of the season now. And then you look at Plymouth Argyle, and they're absolutely romping. They're absolutely doing really, really well at the minute.
They've got the lowest defeats in the league as well. We only lost one this season.
Only lost one. They've scored 25, which is the one of the highest in the league. It's not the highest.
It is the highest. Yeah, I'm just looking. Apart from Ipswich.
Ipswich has scored 27. And then they've only conceded 12 goals as well. So a good goal difference. Sitting on 29 points. Three games on the bounce that they've won. And then five games unbeaten in the league. So when it comes to Plymouth Argyle, Ryan Lowe doing an absolutely fantastic job with those. Who have they got the weekend? They're away at Morecambe, so I highly expect that unbeaten run can continue for them.
You'd think so on paper, yeah, definitely.
In League One, are we looking for the teams that, like Ipswich Town, Cheltenham and Wimbledon? I think the tides are definitely turning, aren't they,
I
for those
what,
three?
I think shock of the night was probably the Ipswich 4-0 drubbing away to Portsmouth. I saw the highlights of that game.
Portsmouth are struggling, aren't they?
Isn't that two defeats? Like
that's
four goals
two,
conceded?
Two 4-goals, well, yeah. I was about to say that, yeah, because they lost to Rotherham, didn't they? They lost 4-1 to Rotherham. That's two.
Eight goals in two games conceded. Never good at all.
Yeah, it's not good. And Portsmouth, you're knocking down in 17th place at the minute. But let's go back. Let's go back to the teams that are turning the tide. We've got Ipswich Town. We've got Cheltenham, and we've also got AFC Wimbledon that seems to be turning the tide again after a bit of form slipping in recent games. Definitely. But yeah, Wimbledon, they picked up a fantastic 3 points away at Lincoln City. Cheltenham, 3-1 win over Morecambe. These are the games you've got to win.
Two wins in a row for Cheltenham. Going back to Wimbledon, you mentioned that's two draws and a win. So good bit of form for them as well. Picking
that's
it back up, like we said. put a 4-0 victory for Ipswich. We've mentioned Ipswich, haven't we, saying Paul Kirk, he needed time to gel with the players, and that's two wins and a draw in a row now.
Slowly happening, isn't it? One loss in five. It's looking a lot better for Paul Cook's team. It was really funny because I saw a brief altercation with of Paul Cook coming off the team coach, and he was down there for a bit, wasn't he, at Portsmouth? And he was speaking to one of the journalists, and he made his point, and he kind of said, "I wish you'd stop saying such and such about me," and blah blah blah. And you know what? He came out the winner, didn't he? 4-0 victory. At Fratton Park for Ipswich Town. But yeah, those three teams, we thought we'd highlight those because the tide seems to be turning. And the reason we say that is you're all three of you there, Cheltenham, Ipswich and Wimbledon, you're sitting at 12th, 13th and 14th in the league. To the foot of the table.
Yeah, nothing's changed, has it really, for them? I mean, two defeats in a row for Charlton, two in a row for Crewe, two in a row for Doncaster, and they all three are in 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Relegation form, and then some, really, for them.
Definitely, and you're kind of looking at those three, especially for Crewe Alexandra. You thought two games ago that things may be changing for them. They were picking up their three draws on the bounce, and things were looking good for them. But then, all three of them now. And again, we just fall back to those experienced managers, especially at Doncaster and Charlton, and think, what isn't working? What isn't working for those? And with some probably tough fixtures coming at the weekend, Doncaster got Cheltenham. Charlton, you go to Sunderland. Wow. Yeah, Sunderland for Charlton.
Everyone's supposed to go in this league.
And the same for Crewe. And the same for Crewe, really. You're off to Wickham.
Again, in good vein of form as well. That's five unbeaten and four wins from five.
If I was a betting man, I'd quite fancy Doncaster potentially picking up something at Cheltenham. But like we've just said, Cheltenham are a team on the up at the minute, and they're in a position where you're back in League One, and you're proving why you should be in League One, and those three is at the bottom are proving why you shouldn't be in League One. Absolutely. At the minute. So Charlton, Crewe, Doncaster fans, even Shrewsbury Town. I think Shrewsbury, you had that win last weekend, and then you picked up a loss last night to Oxford in the league. But EFL League One still looking great in terms of the table. Looking forward to the fixtures at the weekend. There's some really tasty ones as well. I'm just looking to make sure there's no old Premier League fixtures in there. There is the Sunderland Charlton. that's weeks on the bounce now, isn't it, where there's been some form of old,
off the top of my head, 98-99 season, I believe, is when
if not later,
possibly later, 2000s maybe.
So another ex-Premier League all fixture in League One.
It's what we always look out for, don't we? The old Premier League fixture in League One.
We promise.
It's fun to see.
We do. We promise at some point that there will be a period where there will be no ex-Premier League teams playing each other in League One. But we'll see when that comes.
It's been a
fair few weeks for these fixtures. But when it comes to the table, here's how it looks. So Plymouth Argyle, you remain top of the league with Sunderland in second spot. Wickham, Wigan, Rotherham, MK Dons, you occupy the playoffs. Burton Albion, Oxford United, Sheffield Wednesday, Accrington Stanley, Bolton Wanderers and Cheltenham Town occupy the top half of the table.
So then, for the bottom half of the table, from 13th place, we've got Ipswich Town, AFC Wimbledon, Lincoln City, Cambridge United, Portsmouth, Morecambe, Gillingham, Fleetwood Town. And in the bottom four relegation places, we have Shrewsbury Town, Charlton Athletic, Crewe Alexandra and Doncaster Rovers at the foot of the table.
Lovely stuff. When we come back, EFL League Two.
So, EFL League Two, how are we looking after yesterday's fixtures?
Some really tight, kind of close games, really, when it came to League Two. I'll do the first six, and if you round up the last six, and then we'll jump into who our performers were of League One. So, Barrow 1, Scunthorpe United 1, Bradford City 1, Hartlepool United 3, Colchester 1, Bristol Rovers 1, Crawley 1, Exeter City 3, Harrogate Town 2, Tranmere Rovers 2, Leighton Orient 1, Forest Green Rovers 1.
Then we had Mansfield 1, Port Vale 1, Newport 2, Carlisle 2, Northampton 3, Stevenage 0, Oldham Athletic 1, Walsall 3, Salford City 0, Rochdale 0, and Sutton United 1, Swindon Town 2. That was yesterday's fixtures in League 2.
Lovely stuff. And in regards to the teams, I really want to highlight this evening. It's probably, we'll look at Swindon Town first. So Swindon Town, the reason I've chosen this is just because of their recent records. So we look at Swindon Town. Yeah, you're currently in third position, as we've just mentioned there. Picking up really good result, actually, especially against a team that have really informed Sutton United. So a 2-1 victory there for Swindon Town. But you are, in fact, 5 games unbeaten. So 3 wins and 2 draws. In that, so Swindon Town definitely showing a bit of form at the minute. Forest Green Rovers and Harrogate Town, just the one loss in the last 5. Yeah. So there's nothing too much to worry about.
Minor blips, really.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. So Swindon Town, yeah, we just wanted to really point you out there. And again, another fantastic job that Ben Garner is doing down there, especially after we mentioned a couple of weeks ago about him and Joey Barton.
The little ruckus
words. Yeah, the little words around certain jobs. But yeah, great job there by Ben Garner and Swindon Town. The next team I want to point out is Tranmere Rovers. Again, under a little bit of form. So again, same as Swindon Town, really. They've unbeaten in 5, 2 draws and 3 wins. Another fantastic result last night, I would say. Definitely a fantastic draw, especially against a team that are in form, Harrogate Town, so 2-2 there. But yeah, just wanted to really pick up there with Tranmere Rovers and how well they're doing at the moment.
Yeah, Mickey Mellon's been doing well there, aren't they? 5 unbeaten, looking good.
And I think they'll be looking to try and make a return back to League One for themselves. But yeah, doing really well there, Tranmere Rovers. And the last one I just want to quickly mention is the team that occupies 7th in the Championship. So they are League Two. Do apologise. Exeter City. I wish they're probably wishing now. They're like, yeah, it'd be great to be in the Championship. Yeah. But they are, in fact, as well, they're 5 games unbeaten. Just the 1 win in the last 5 and 4 draws on the bounce. But again,
a lot of draws. Probably the most draws in the league, I'd say. 8 draws.
Hey, but you know what? We're making a big thing of this, aren't we? It's points, isn't it? It's not dropping any points.
And they're in the playoff places as it stands. So they're in the playoffs as well.
Yeah. Is there any fixtures there? Is there any results there that you're kind of looking at and going, you know, what a fantastic result that was?
I think the one that stood out for me in the bottom half of the table was the Walsall win at Oldham against your relegation rivals. Mm-hmm. Great win. I mean, it's pulled Oldham out of the bottom two.
Oldham pulled themselves out of the bottom two. They pulled about. So, but again, they're still in that position where they're outside of that relegation. But I completely agree. I think that's a.
But it's sort of pulling Walsall away because they were towards the bottom. But for them, that was a much needed win. Really,
we said Walsall. They're a team that should be really not where they are in the table,
and they shouldn't be in that bottom half. No, I would say not.
Picking up that victory away against a team that are your rival down at that bottom end is always good. And you're right; they've now pulled themselves away. They're in 16th position now.
So if they can get a run of games going, I mean, what's that for Walsall now? So they got that win there, 3-1, good win. That's four games unbeaten. Yeah,
it's 4 games unbeaten. So again, it's another side that are doing, picking up a little bit of form. Who they got at the weekend? Barrow at the weekend. So that's going to be a bit tricky. But again, a victory for that really puts them only 1 point.
They're joint with Salford, the big boys, supposedly the money spinners in the league. So you know, they're definitely heading the right way.
And results go their way. They're only 1 point off the playoffs. So, again, a really good turnaround there by Matthew Taylor and his team there for Walsall. Another probably team that I just want to pick up, really. And I thought that this was quite a standout result as well, was the game at Bradford. So Bradford 1, Hartlepool United 3. Absolutely. I thought that was a fantastic result. I think it's no easy place to go, Bradford City, especially the size of that stadium as well. But yeah, Hartlepool United really showing that. They've had a bit of dip of form lately, a loss, a win, and so forth. And Bradford City, they had a good 3 games unbeaten, and then obviously that loss came. But I just wanted to highlight that result there for Hartlepool United. Another fantastic. We shouldn't really mention it. I think we've slated them quite often last couple of games. And I think it's the 2 at the bottom. They were on course to potentially go 5 games of 5 losses. And that's Carlisle United and Scunthorpe. And I think Carlisle United picking up a really good point, actually, I think, at Newport. And the same goes for Scunthorpe as well, picking up a fantastic result at Barrow. Definitely. Again, Barrow doing really well in the table in the top
They've had a
half.
good start, haven't they, this season, actually, yeah.
But could,
Barrow.
could that be a turning point? Could that be a turning point for Carlisle and Scunthorpe?
It's definitely something to build on, isn't it? Getting the point. I mean, that's... I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a good point gained, but it's the next step converting them into wins, isn't it? That's
definitely, yeah,
but
definitely.
It is a point. It's definitely a point gained, absolutely, for both teams.
Couldn't agree more, and I'm really looking forward to a fixture at the weekend. As we can see, if you're not looking at the table now, Carlisle, Oldham, Mansfield are all on 11 points, and there's a massive game at the weekend, and it's Carlisle United versus Oldham Athletic. So that's going to be a really game. I think that's going to be my game of the day for League Two
definitely.
When we cover that on Sunday. But yeah, I think it's a great point. I think it's an opportunity really to build on something. Scunthorpe, as I've just mentioned there, you've got Crawley at home. So again, home advantage. You've got to really start taking these chances. Otherwise, you're going to start drifting away. You're only, what, 2 points behind at the minute? Or 3 points behind
3 points,
at the minute.
Yeah.
So a win is definitely much needed, especially
much
with
needed.
That Oldham and Carlisle game going to be happening as well. So yeah, so a really good night of football. There's some really close results actually from League One and League Two. Over the last couple of nights. But
there was
yeah,
a fair few draws last night in League Two, yeah, definitely.
Oh, God, yeah. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven draws on the night, ranging from 0-0, 1-1 and 2-2 on there. But yeah, Sten, we're really enjoying these leagues.
I'll tell
League
you what
One,
as well, which it's always appealed to me this since we've covered League Two during the podcast, how close the league is. Like, I'm going from, say, 7th place, we've got Exeter on 20 points, and you can go as far down, 17th, Bristol Rovers, literally a 5-point gap between them.
It's mad, ain't it? And
that close.
We were just mentioning there for Walsall, a win at the weekend, results go their way, and they're only a point. They're only
a couple
a point
games can change everything in this league.
Off the playoffs, it's absolutely mental. But
it's
we
crazy.
Have a fantastic league, and again, I'm looking forward to the fixtures at the weekend. There's some absolutely really tasty ones there. We've just given one away there, but some really tasty fixtures coming at the weekend. So, onto the table. We've got Forest Green Rovers, Harrogate Town, Swindon Town occupy the automatic spots. Port Vale, Tranmere, Northampton and Exeter are in those playoffs. And we've got Sutton United, Hartlepool United, Leyton Orient and Barrow and Bradford City. They occupy the top half.
So in the bottom half, we've got Newport County, Crawley Town, Salford City, Walsall, Bristol Rovers, Rochdale, Colchester United, Stevenage, Mansfield Town, Oldham Athletic. In the bottom two relegation places, we have Carlisle United and Scunthorpe United.
And just to mention, for those teams that are really looking to gain promotion from the National Premier into League One, especially if it's you're going to be your first time or your first time in a many, many long time, Harrogate Town, Sutton United, Hartlepool and Barrow are all in the top half of the table.
They've had a fantastic start this season.
So it's really, really good to see. So
it's just refreshing, isn't it? It's great.
Absolutely. And talking of non-league, we haven't got any National League games to cover, but we do have some games from the FA Cup qualifying round, especially the replays. So when we come back, it's the FA Cup.
So we have had some FA Cup fourth qualifying round replays.
We have indeed, yes.
Any
we have
interesting a couple teams gone through?
There's been a fair few actually. A couple of results where I thought, why didn't you just finish them off at the weekend? But I'm talking about you, Notts County, especially, and I'll come on to that in a minute. But in terms of the replays that have happened, we had Buxton 3, Kettering Town 1. Halifax Town are through 1-0 victory over Pontefract Collieries. Folkestone Invicta 2, Eastleigh 3. Gateshead 3, Mask United 2. Guiseley 2, Brackley Town 1, Haven Waterlooville 4, Torquay United 2. And that game played tonight. So yeah, I was keeping an eye on that one. We had a game that went to penalties, actually. So we had Hayes and Yedding United 2, Dorking Wanderers 2, and Hayes and Yedding United ran away 4-3 on penalties. Morpeth Town 1, York City 3. And now Notts County 4, Tamworth 0. You should have put that game probably dead and buried at the weekend, but you
definitely
had to go to a replay. But you got the job done, so that's probably all that matters there. St Albans City 1, Corinthian Casuals 1. St Albans ran away with a 4-2 on penalties. Shock of the night, Stratford Town 3, Boston United 2. So that was one of the shocks.
Yeah, Good win.
In of the evening, and they've got a lovely game now. Stratford Town, I believe they host Shrewsbury Town in the first round. So a really good fixture there.
Good, keeping an eye on that. Definitely,
absolutely. Weymouth 1, Yeovil Town 1. So a weird penalty score.
Yeah,
this
it's an awful 2-1 that one.
2-1 victory for Yeovil Town on penalties, and the dream again is over for Marine as Wrexham ran out 2-0 victors. Now, we do have one game that is outstanding, and that was Yate Town versus Dover Athletic. Now, there was some trouble with their floodlights last night, and the floodlights finally got working at 8:34 p.m. And by the sounds of it, Dover Athletic actually refused to play the game. I'm not too sure why and things like that, but the game has been rearranged for the 26th of October. So I don't know whether that was due to travel arrangements or whatever it may be. But
Because of the time of night, possibly for travel. And
it could have been a variation of a different thing. But 8:34 p.m., it wasn't even an hour late, to be honest. And I've been to some games where kickoff's been delayed by an hour and a half sometimes.
Yeah.
So, but that game will materialise on the 26th of October. So a week on Tuesday, that will come about.
Brilliant. So we've got one remaining fourth round qualifying game to go. That's it.
And then in terms of the draw, so I've kind of broke it down. We covered the draw over the weekend, but I thought this was quite interesting. So we've got three all League One fixtures. We've got two all League Two fixtures. And then we've got 10 League One versus League Two fixtures.
Blimey.
8 League One versus non-league. 10 League Two versus non-league. And then we've got, 7 non-league teams. So we've definitely got 7 non-league teams that are going to be guaranteed for that round two. But there are some tasty fixtures on there. I'm definitely looking at that Stratford.
Tell you what, the standouts for me is definitely the League One versus non-league table. Just the difference in placings, like I said, the Stratford Town, Shrewsbury Town, that's a standout. Massively.
I think I was looking and I thought, you know what? How big is that Bolton Wanderers versus Stockport County game?
It's Lancashire Stockport Derby.
Stockport have got a really, really good following, and I highly anticipate at least 4,500 Stockport fans travelling to Bolton on that day.
They would have met. They may actually have met in the old Division One years.
They did.
Ago.
Yeah. They would have done. Yeah, around probably 95 or something like that. Early 90s. Mm. They would have played each other. But yeah, that's a really good standout fixture for me. Like we mentioned, Stratford Town, Shrewsbury, Portsmouth, Harrow. You're right, AD. I think League One versus non-leagues. There's some really tasty fixtures in there.
Then Bromley away to Rotherham, the team I mentioned that I actually visited with Worcester City a few years ago, so it'd be good to see how they do against Rotherham.
Definitely, and we mentioned Bromley quite often, haven't we, in regards to how well they're doing in the league. We've got two games in hand, so they're really, really pushing for those to get promotion. Obviously, it was early days, obviously, but it's a really good opportunity for Bromley to really put a place in that league, especially in the playoffs, and try and fight for that all-important automatic spot, because there's only one team comes up automatically from the National League. So it's going to be really tough.
It's going to be a fight for that, isn't it?
Definitely. And I think Grimsby Town at the minute are looking the strongest team in that league at the moment. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, good luck. Good luck to each one of those. I'm looking forward to covering that. I think it's the weekend of the 5th and 6th of November, I believe.
It's normally November, isn't it? First round.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks' time, those fixtures will come about. So yeah, really looking forward to that. And again, well done to the teams that have come through. And yeah, we'll look forward to that FA Cup first round.
Looking forward to the BBC Red Button, see what games get selected. That'll be good.
Well, it's different now. Yeah, it's different now because it's the first round proper. So the BBC and the ITV. I think there's
going to be a shared coverage. We mentioned this a while ago, didn't we?
I believe. I'm just going to double check now, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be 3 or 4 games that are shown. I'm just going to double check that for everyone. I'm pretty sure that is how it works. First round proper. So 3 games. Yes, there's 3 games. One on the BBC, one on ITV, and then one to be confirmed as well. So potentially that could be on the Red Button or on ITV4 or something like that. We don't know, but there's definitely a chance there.
Please, please choose some League One versus non-league games.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I definitely agree. I don't know whether I think Bolton and Stockport could potentially be one.
I think
that's
so.
A really tasty
fixture. It's a mini Lancashire derby, isn't it?
Definitely. And a little part of me thinks, because Portsmouth are struggling at the minute, maybe that Harrow Borough game could be on the telly as well. But we won't know. I think either this week or next week, those fixtures should be released for everyone on there. And that's the
Fantastic.
FA Cup. It's really good. It'll be third round before we know it. I love that third round draw. Always, always exciting to see who you get. Cool, Leo. Thanks very much for that, AD. When we come back, it is the Champions League.
So, Champions League, how has the British contingent done yesterday and today?
Everyone has done what they needed to do. Yeah, Group A, Club Brugge 1, Man City 5. Group B, we've got Atletico Madrid 2, Liverpool 3. That was a fantastic game.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic game. A bit of celebration at the end.
Klopp afterwards. Him and Simeone do not get on, do they?
They don't. He went straight down the tunnel, didn't he?
Yep.
But what a great game. What a fantastic game that was. And Liverpool doing what they know best in European nights, and that's grinding out results. Again, we'll look at the fixtures tonight. Group F, Manchester United came back from 2 goals down. Cristiano Ronaldo saved them yet again. Mr. Champions League is what they're calling him this evening. Man United 3, Atalanta 2. And then Chelsea 4, Malmo 0. A bit of injury trouble for Chelsea. Lukaku and Timo Werner limping off in the first half. Not a good sign for them, especially with those two players. But they grounded that result.
By all accounts, it was a runaway win. It sounded really comfortable for Chelsea as well.
It was. It was indeed by the sound of it. I think every time they went to the guy that were covering on the
It was Clinton Morrison, wasn't it?
It was, on Sky. And he was kind of saying, I don't know why you're coming to me. It was done in the first half of this game. But yeah, so in terms of the tables, Man City, you are in second in Group A. Liverpool, you remain top. Man United, you are now top of your group, and Chelsea, you remain in second with Juventus showing a bit of form in the Champions League. Juventus in their group. It's not just the Champions League that happened. I do apologise. There have been two Europa League games played. So we had one yesterday at 3:30 kickoff, which I found bizarre, and it was at Celtic. So Celtic won 2-0 yesterday against Ferencváros. So they won 2-0 there. The reason. That was moved to that date was due to, I believe, a summit that's happening in Glasgow. So that's the reason why that was moved. Right. And then today at 3:30.
Is it because of the timeline in Russia for the Moscow?
No, I thought it was something like that, but it wasn't. It was Leicester City, you got the victory in a very good game.
It sounded like a cracking game
for yourself. I did actually sit there and watch it. I had it on the tablet whilst
Becker
I was working.
Scored 4, didn't he, for Leicester?
he did. It was a cracking game, actually. It was really good. It looked like it could be another embarrassing night for Leicester City, but they actually pulled it out. But yeah, Spartak Moscow 3, Leicester City 4. The reason that was played today is because UEFA rules state that two teams from the same city can't play on the same night. So Lokomotiv Moscow are playing tomorrow instead. So that's the reason why that played today. Just to quickly run those results for you, Leicester City fans, you are now second in the league. Obviously, Spartak, Napoli and Legia Warsaw, they will play tomorrow. For Celtic, you are now into third position. We do have some more fixtures obviously coming in the Europa League tomorrow, and that's Rangers versus Bromby, and we've got West Ham United versus Genk. And then obviously we've also got the Europa Conference League. Tottenham Hotspur go to Vitesse, and the team that we are following with our links to Gibraltar, Slovan Bratislava, will play Lincoln Red Imps.
Lovely. Fantastic.
Fantastic stuff. Like we said, it was going to be, we wanted to do this, and it wasn't going to be the one of our like Sunday episodes. It was going to be kind of like nice, short and sweet. I hope it was. But we just wanted to try and bring this in, do a little midweek extra time kind of episode. And go from there. But until, for me, I'll speak to you all again on Sunday.
Lovely stuff. Thank you everybody for listening to our first extra time show tonight. Social medias, if you want to speak to us between now and the weekend, we are on Twitter, so it's twitter.com/ATFonAnchor. Facebook, it's facebook.com/AllThingsFootballPodcast. And we are on the YouTube. We haven't got the URL just yet, but when we do, we'll let you guys know. If you look us up on YouTube, we are All Things Football Podcast. But from me as well, have a great evening. We'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye.
Thank you.